ASL's top story this hour, an update on the hepatitis A exposure in Utah County.
The total number of vaccinations we gave in those first 3 days was 1,742 vaccinations.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest numbers. Mary?
Well, Amanda, potentially 15,000 people could have been exposed through the Olive Garden, Sonic, and Food Pantry in Spanish Fork. But so far, no cases. More than 1,700 people got the vaccine in the first 3 days. Utah County Health Department Executive Director Ralph Clegg says he got complaints on both ends of the spectrum.
Some were concerned it wasn't required that food handlers have hepatitis A. If they're handling their food, they wanted to make sure they were immunized. Others said that this was a government conspiracy to promote immunizations.
Symptoms appear 2 to 6 weeks after exposure, and hepatitis A can be spread before the patient starts showing symptoms. There have been 146 people diagnosed in Utah since the outbreak began in May. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, the Utah County Health Department has provided more than 1,700 vaccinations after a hepatitis scare.
Did everything we could to try to satisfy the public as best as we could.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest. Mary?
Amanda, hepatitis A exposure happened at two restaurants and a food pantry in Spanish Fork. The health department's Ralph Clegg says they got thousands of calls within those first few days.
Everybody reached in and pitched in. Environmental health helped. Health promotion helped. We called in people from the Medical Reserve Corps to help with the phones. We used interns. We probably abused interns.
So far, no new cases have been linked to the exposures, but it can be a while before symptoms appear. They gave out more than 1,700 vaccinations in just those first 3 days, with people demanding everything from food workers get the vaccine and others saying it was a government conspiracy. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.